It's good to see you all for this church anniversary. And this morning, I'm going to be making a fruitcake. And I've brought all the ingredients along with me, but I want your help just to make sure that I've got the right ingredients. Right, got my shopping bag, you see? Right, and my bowl. Brown sugar, that okay? Yeah, that's okay. Right. Some flour. Yeah, that okay? I'm hardly hearing you. Do say if I've got the right thing. I've got flour. Some caster sugar. Yes, right, okay, good. Some cherries. They're okay, right. Some shoe polish. You don't think that would taste nice? Oh, I think that would go well. That's going in. Right. Dried mixed fruit. Yep, fine, right. Some milk. Yes, right, we'll have some milk. Right. How about some eggs? Yes, we'll have some eggs. Oh. Washing up liquid. Are you sure? No, you're wrong, you know. You watch your mum, I bet she put some washing up liquid in. Salt. My recipe had salt. Margarine. Yep, margarine. Right. Baking powder. Yes, right. Curry powder. Don't you like curry? No, I think that should go in. And hundreds and thousands. Yes, okay, right. I've got my spoon. I'm going to give it a good stir. Right, you can imagine what it's going to be like. This is going to be absolutely super. Right, okay. Right, that's my fruitcake made. So, how many of you would like a taste of that lovely fruitcake? You can see the boys' brigade have super taste. How about some of the girls? What do you think that would taste like? I think I heard horrible from behind. Do you agree with that? Yes. Well, I think to say the best, this would be an unlikely mixture. I mean, some of those ingredients you'd put in, but you wouldn't put in shoe polish, would you? Or curry powder, or washing up liquid. No. And think about when Jesus called those first 12 disciples. Well, they were an unlikely mixture. There was Peter, who denied knowing Jesus 3 times. And then there was Peter, James, John, and Andrew, 4 fishermen. But what else they knew, we don't know. There's Matthew, a hated tax collector. And then there was Thomas, and the most thing Thomas is famous for is doubting. Hence, doubting Thomas, because he doubted that Jesus was risen from the dead. And then we've got Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. And then we've got Simon the Zealot, a member of a revolutionary party, a freedom fighter who wanted to throw the Romans out of Palestine. And as for the other four, we really don't know much about them. Bartholomew, Philip, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus. Well, that's an unlikely mixture, and we might think they were more likely to come to blows than actually work together. And think of some of the other leading Christians in the New Testament. Well, there was the Apostle Paul. He'd been a persecutor of the church. And then we have Mark. Probably he ran for his life when Jesus was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. And then we have Luke. Well, Luke was a Gentile doctor who had very little first-hand experience of the tradition that Jesus came to fulfill. It was an unlikely mixture, but it was out of this group that God chose to create the church. Well, I'm going to use my mixing bowl again. And we're going to look at the groups that make up Christchurch. Right. We've got the elders. I think we want to put them into the mix, don't we? Then we've got the worship group. Well, we'll put them into the mix as well. The vision group, they go in the mix. We can't do without the friendship club, can we? So they'll go into the mix. The joint Bible study group. Well, we need them, don't we? And then there's the adventurers, junior church. They go in the mix. We certainly can't do without the boys' brigade, can we, lads? No, so they go into the mix. And we need the rangers, don't we, girls? Or young ladies? That's better, isn't it? Guides, well, they certainly go in. Brownies, they go in too. And last but not least, the rainbows. Right, we'll give these a good stir as well. I like stirring, you know. And let's see what comes out of the bottom. Well, out of the bottom of my mixing bowl comes Christchurch. And of course, the same can be applied to Lancaster Road. And I think most, if not all, churches have a great, if not unlikely, mixture of people of different ages, different backgrounds, different temperaments, different experiences, different outlooks on life, different hopes and fears. And probably different ways of expressing their faith. And we might think that this unlikely mixture is going to be a source of weakness and division. But through Christ and the influence of His Spirit, then it's a source of strength, for our faith in Christ gives us unity in diversity. God uses and calls us all to work together for the sake of the kingdom of Christ. Amen.